This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Wednesday, July 24th. God's word for you today is believe and declare. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 11, verse 40, and it says, Jesus responded, "Didn't I tell you that you will see God's glory if you believe? I am going to believe God, and I am going to take him at his word. Will you?" It is a choice we all have to make. I am going to believe what he has said. I choose to believe that the mountain of the Lord's house, God's favorite house, will be established at the top of the mountains, high above all the hills, and all nations will flow into it. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2. Please read. I believe that. I believe all nations mean the nations of Africa, the nations of Europe, the nations of North America, the nations of Central and South America, the nations of Asia, the nations of the Middle East, and the nation of Australia. I believe in the word of God. Despite how things look, choose to believe. I believe the word that says, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Luke chapter 4, verse 40. Please read. Therefore, everyone needing healing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, receive your healings. Everyone that needs clarity in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, receive clarity. Everyone that needs salvation in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as you choose Jesus today, you will receive your salvation. Do you believe what God has said about your health? Do you believe that as your days are, so shall your strength and your health be? Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 25. Please read. Do you believe what God has said about your finances, that you will lend to nations and you will not borrow? Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 6. Please read. Do you believe? To work the word, the thought choice you need to make is to choose to declare it. In addition to ingesting and believing the word, you need to choose to declare the word, which is in line with what we just did. You have to declare the word. We all speak to ourselves. Instead of speaking doubt to yourself, speak the word of God to yourself. Instead of looking at your child and saying, "This child is going to kill me," speak the word of God concerning that child. Say, "In the name of Jesus, my children are for signs and they are for wonders." Speak the word of God to yourself. Declare the word of God. Speak to yourself. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20 says, "I tell you the truth. If you had faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it would move. Nothing would be impossible." I declare in the name of Jesus that nothing will be impossible for you. Let us pray. Father, as I ingest your word, help me believe it and declare it boldly. And as I declare your word, let there be a performance of your word in my situation, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.